From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report. Yesterday, Cuba opened an embassy in Washington, D.C., raising its flag there for the first time in 54 years. The U.S. will inaugurate an embassy in Havana on August 14th. It's the crowning moment in the renewal of diplomatic relations between the two Cold War enemies. But there's plenty of irony here. A big reason the U.S. and Cuba severed ties in 1961 was embassies. Cuban leader Fidel Castro feared the U.S. embassy in Havana was a nest of spies plotting to overthrow his communist revolution. That's Castro back then blasting Los Yankees. The U.S., of course, was just as spooked about spooks inside the Cuban embassy in Washington, especially their close ties to Russian spooks. So a half century later, the U.S. and Cuba are finally mending fences. But what ultimately opened the door to normalizing relations? Trading spies.
Cuba today released one of the most important intelligence agents that the United States has ever had in Cuba.
That's President Obama last December describing the spy swap that led to the normalization breakthrough. It was a reminder that espionage is a central feature of U.S.-Cuba relations.
The United States has always been very concerned about Cuban intelligence and Cuban counterintelligence.
Frank Mora heads the Latin American and Caribbean Center at Florida International University in Miami. He's also the former Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Western Hemisphere.
And for the Cubans, the number one intelligence concern was the United States.
Mora is hopeful U.S.-Cuba engagement will build bilateral trust. But at the same time, many security experts in both countries suggest the new embassies will give the U.S. and Cuba more opportunities to spy on each other.
It just affords the intelligence services to take their espionage to another level.
Fred Burton is vice president of intelligence at the Stratfor Intelligence Consulting Firm in Austin, Texas, and a former special agent with the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service.
There's just a new playground now that has been opened.
Up to now, the U.S. and Cuba have only had interest sections in each other's countries. Those are small, tightly restricted diplomatic missions. Full-fledged embassies may mean a big increase in diplomatic personnel and a much broader range of diplomatic activity and travel, including spy activity. For the Cubans, that raises the old fears about gringo operatives spreading counter-revolutionary mischief.
The role and objective of the U.S. government in Cuba is destabilization.
Gloria Lariva is a U.S. labor activist in San Francisco who supports the Cuban Revolution. She was coordinator for the National Committee to Release the Cuban Five, the Cuban agents convicted in 2001 in the U.S. for spying. They were part of last year's U.S.-Cuba spy swap. Lariva says it's understandable that reestablishing diplomatic relations was delayed this year in part because the Cubans insisted on rules for U.S. diplomats. One is that they notify Cuban officials when they travel around the island.
The U.S. may want to increase some of its activity, but also the financing for so-called democracy campaigns with the intent of creating a very negative image of Cuba in the world.
Meanwhile, many politicians in Washington are convinced that a Cuban embassy there is a security risk for the U.S. Their main concern is the ability of Cuban spies to convey intelligence about the U.S. to larger rivals like Russia and China. Fred Burton of Stratfor says that was underscored earlier this year when a Russian spy ship docked in Havana Harbor.
There are liaison channels. Whatever the Russians may need, they will task out what is called requirements to the Cuban liaison service.
Frank Mora at FIU says another big concern is Cuba's skill at recruiting U.S. agents to work for Havana, like Ana Belén Montes, a U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency analyst who spied for Cuba for 17 years and is now in a U.S. federal prison. Still, Mora believes the espionage alarm is exaggerated. If anything, he says, opening embassies should greatly enhance the two countries' abilities to solve their differences.
This is not about the spies. This is about what the president believes is the right policy to engage the island.
Americans and Cubans alike hope Mora is right, that this tropical spy story is ramping down. We'll call it the spy who came in from the heat. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.